Unit 27, 9 Young Prisoners. In 1848, 9 young men were convicted of treason against the Queen of England. The penalty for this crime was death. These men had to be dealt with strongly because they could not be allowed to set a bad example for others. Although the people sided with the convicted young men, the judge sentenced them to be hanged. The court case drew a great deal of public interest, and the 9 men became famous. Protests against their punishment were held. Queen Victoria finally decided not to carry out the death sentence, but instead sentenced them to spend the rest of their lives in the penal colonies of Australia. This change of sentence was fortunate for everyone, because the 9 men all went on to become prominent leaders. One had a brilliant career in United States politics, and his son became mayor of New York City. Another, Tom McGee, became a member of the Canadian House of Commons. 2 others became brigadier generals in the Union Army during the Civil War. Richard O'Gorman became Governor General of Newfoundland. Tom Meagher became Governor of Australia, and Michael Ireland succeeded him in that office. The success of all 9 men eventually came to the attention of Queen Victoria in a curious way. In 1871, she found herself dealing with the 9th man, the newly elected Prime Minister of Australia. It was Charles Duffy, a person whom she had saved from hanging. When she heard of the success of the others, she realized that by cheating the hangman, she had enriched humanity.